This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Graham is. Jeff, are you there?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Come on.
Jeff.
Don't let down the people of Graham. That's why I didn't move to Graham.
There we go.
Oh. Okay. That was a close call,
hey,
Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Hey, can I do a quick shout out?
Sure.
Hey, one of your guys' biggest rockaholics and listeners, my buddy Scotty the Tooth from Union, Washington, also known as Scott Rod. He loves you guys and just want to say good morning and hope he has a good day.
What's the story behind, well, first shout out to Scotty, but what's the story behind Scotty the Tooth? Is he missing teeth, or does he have one tooth?
Well, he grew up as my neighbor in downtown Puyallup, and he always had toothaches, so my dad was always like, man, that kid in his tooth. So pretty soon we just started calling him the Tooth.
Okay.
I like it. Now, Jeff, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540?
I was not.
All right, level playing field, Steve.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Scotty would be disappointed if he was a cheater.
That's true.
Yeah.
For those playing along at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Send it.
What does FYI stand for?
For your information.
Correct. What Disney movie is about a family in Colombia with magical powers?
Pass.
In soccer, how many yellow cards must you get to be disqualified?
2, 3, 4.
2 is correct. In which U.S. state would you find Bryce Canyon National Park?
Utah.
Yes. What was Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yes. Herman Melville is most famous for writing what novel?
Pass.
What is Captain America's real-life alter ego?
Oh, man. Pass.
The Manhattan Project was responsible for the development of the first what?
Atom bomb.
Yes. How many strings are on a standard banjo?
4, 5, 6.
5, yes. Easter Island is part of what South American country?
Pass.
What Disney movie is about a family in Colombia with magical powers?
Aladdin.
No.
The Easter Island is Chile, I believe.
Yes, you're correct. Herman Melville is most famous for writing what novel?
The whale one. Moby Dick.
Danny, can I count it? It might be too late. It might be
Come
too
on,
late.
Come on, for Scott.
For Scott?
Jeez, here we go again.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to leave this one up to Taryn.
I feel like I can't count it.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I still have faith that you're going to beat Steve. Steve, are you ready, though? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What?
You know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
What does FYI stand for?
For your information.
Yes. What Disney movie is about a family in Colombia with magical powers?
Encanto?
Yes. Wow. In soccer, how many yellow cards must you get to be disqualified?
Crap, I know the band. 2?
Yes. In which U.S. state would you find Bryce Canyon National Park?
Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
California.
No. What was Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yes. Herman Melville is most famous for writing what novel?
Of Mice and Men?
No.
Herman Melville's Adventures?
No.
The Kama Sutra?
No. What is Captain America's real-life alter ego?
Steve Rogers.
Yes. The Manhattan Project was responsible for the development of the first what?
A skyscraper.
No.
Atom bomb.
Yes. How many strings are on a standard banjo?
Six?
No.
Eight?
No.
Four?
No. Damn. Easter Island is part of what South American country?
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Brazil.
No. Steve, with time on the clock.
I don't know.
You got six correct.
Yeah.
And that is a loss.
Oh.
Jeff, he dropped off, but Jeff, you're a winner. 7-6.
Oh, so he just wins and leaves?
Yeah, dipped out on you.
He's like the guy who you beat us in the seventh game seven. You just go to the locker room, don't shake our hands.
Well, he did know that you would find Bryce
Sore
Canyon
winner.
National Park in Utah.
Okay.
He did kind of know this one, but I didn't give him the point.
He
was too late. Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick.
Okay.
But he kind of said it after time had expired. And then the number of strings on a standard banjo, he knew it was five. He kind of danced all around it. And then he also knew that Easter Island is part of Chile.
Chile?
But there's, you know, there's always the 850 game, Steve.
Also, I like how you said he answered it after the time. You asked the question after time had expired.
I was asking it as time was expired.
Okay.
Ring.
Yeah.
Roll the tape.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Roll that tape.
I have to say, though, I feel pretty fancy in my I Beat Migs shirt today, which I think Jeff would look very nice in as well. And they are available in the Rock Shop, whether you beat Migs or not.
My daughter wants one.
Do we have kid sizes?
No, but I'll have to get one made.
All right, let's do it. Head to KISW.com to get yours.